Duke Picon, a Frenchman, carried Tibetan national flag in the stadium during the semi-final match of World Cup 2018 in Russia. Before the final match on Sunday, he was detained for hours in the stadium jail. I'm going to interview Mr. Duke Picon over the phone. Can you please give me a brief introduction of yourself?
I live in Tibet in 95, 96, 97. I am one of the very few foreign people who live in Tibet in the last 30 years, maybe. So that's why I'm doing all these crazy things, because I love Tibet. And I work for NGO, but yeah, I work for NGO in 95, 96, 97. And ever since I came out of Tibet, I just fight for our freedom, and I'm a cultural guide in Wuchang. This year I was in Kham, last year I was in Amdo, I was in Kalash. So I know Tibet, I met Dalai Lama privately, I climbed Eiffel Tower, I tried to disturb Olympic torch relay in 2008. I don't like Chinese government. Yes, I was in jail in Kathmandu, I mean at the police station, because I make Koragyap around the stupa in Bodhanath, Nepal. So I fight for Tibet because I live in Tibet, I love Tibet. If I just answer the TV in Dharamsala, a Tibet TV, if not me helping Tibet, who will help Tibet? Because I live in Tibet, so I have to do this. I cannot just stand in my couch watching TV.
Yes. So, you know, final match was watched around the world by millions, but before that you were detained. Do you know why?
I don't know why, but I think during the semi-final, a few days before, I put the flag and I send this photo all over the world. So I probably the security, the Russian security, saw that it was me. So my accreditation was canceled the morning, the very very morning of the final game. And but I couldn't believe. I thought it was a mistake. I didn't know that, because it was so easy for me to put the flag at the semi-final that I forgot that I was in Russia and Putin, you know. So I think they just saw me, you know, on the web or with a camera in the stadium or whatever. They thought I would be a runner, somebody who run on the field.
So with your introduction, I came to know more about you. You have been to Tibet, you witnessed what's happening there, and you also met His Holiness the Dalai Lama. So looking forward, especially in 2018 during President Macron's visit to United States, he said he will do best to facilitate Sino-Tibet dialogue, and you're familiar with the issue of Tibet. How do you see it in future?
I see it the same that you, I think. Don't expect nothing from Macron. I don't like him. 60% of French people don't like him anymore. And France cannot solve the problem of Tibet, I think. But Europe can in Brussels, you know, Belgium, they can do more, put more pressure. And this is how I see the thing. Because if France is going directly fighting with China, China will choose Germany. So there's no way they will do this. But if Europe is doing this, then they have more chance. Because if they are not happy, Chinese, the French can say, oh, it's not me, it's Europe. Or the German can say, no, it's not me, it's Europe. Yeah. That's how I see to solve the problem. And the second thing is, we have to be more in the street, you know. All of us, we are behind our computer, putting like on Facebook, but this doesn't care, you know. March 10, 2018, I was in Paris. I took the plane just for the demonstration. I was the only one in front of the embassy in the evening, because we have no authorization to make demonstration at the embassy. So all of us, we stay near the Eiffel Tower. That I climb Eiffel Tower March 10, 2002, with 40 people. But so if we must not be scared in Europe, in America, in Germany, because what do we will just spend 2 hours in jail or whatever at the police station. It's nothing compared to Tibet, you know.
So you're telling, yes, you're telling everybody to come out of their comfort zone behind the computer and come out on the street.
Right. Don't you think so?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much.
I'm so sad. I want to cry, you know. I'm so sad.
Yeah, I understand.
So tired. I've been so sad because my son was in the football field, you know.
Oh.
My son is from Brazil.
Oh, okay.
He has a Tibetan name, because the Dalai Lama gave him Tibetan name.
Oh.
And I wanted to assist the game because
yeah.
I love football. I've not seen the game yet.
Yes.
I will watch it tonight, but... Yeah, French people, they are so scared, so coward. The people who fight for Tibet in France, they are 60 years old, they are Buddhist, they are women. How can we do something with these people, you know? No way.
Very inspiring. Thank you so much.
Of course.